Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle market watcher Glenn Tonser joining us after this.
The movie your wife rented.
We now return to Eleanor's Quilt.
The lottery.
And the winning numbers are not yours.
Hitchhikers.
Bud, you mind if I put this bag in your trunk?
Your second marriage. Your third marriage. In life, there are plenty of ways to try your luck. Your nitrogen fertilizer efficiency isn't one of them. That's why when it's time to top dress your wheat, it pays to add Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere N helps keep your nitrogen usable to improve your fertilizer efficiency, add flexibility to your application schedule, and boost your bottom line potential. Think of it as insurance for your nitrogen investment, protecting your fertilizer from leaching and volatilization without harming the natural bacteria in your soil. It pays to protect your fertilizer, and Nutrisphere N has been proven to increase potential yield by as much as 10 to 15%. Hey, you can always try your luck in Vegas, but when it comes to top dressing your wheat, bet on Nutrisphere N. Visit Nutrisphere-N.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
Corn prices are not going back to the $2 to $3 a bushel level anytime soon. One of the new realities for the livestock industry in this country, and that includes the beef cattle business. Dr. Glenn Tonser is with Kansas State University, a cattle marketing specialist, indicates that these high feed grain prices means that we've got to look at different ways of putting pounds of beef on our critters.
Don't look for us to move away from quote-unquote historically high levels and historically high volatility levels on the feed grain side of things. That's nothing new. The thing I would like to emphasize that's a little bit more narrow, if you like, to cattle industry impacts is an obvious conclusion from that new world of higher corn prices is growing importance of the stocker industry. And several other, you know, my colleagues that are on the radio here with you have noted this, but it's worth reminding our listeners the stocker industry is arguably the component of the cattle industry we know the least about. USDA collects the least data there. It's the most diverse segment you have, you know, cow-calf producers that are stocker retained ownership operators sometimes and not others, so forth. So it's kind of the gray area of the cattle industry. Mm-hmm. Yet that's where a lot of folks like myself are looking for the beef industry to most respond to this new realm of higher, more volatile grain prices as it attempts to adjust to that new dilemma. That's just the new reality we're in. Myself and others are going to be looking to try to understand the stocker industry more, and I would also look for the stocker industry itself to change, not just in 2011, but going forward as the beef industry tries to adjust to putting more pounds on with forage as opposed to grain.
No doubt about it, cow-calf operators, stocker operators being paid to put more pounds of beef on with forage. Question is right now, are cattle prices high enough to encourage folks to want to have more mama cows? In other words, rebuild the mama cow herd.
There's quite the conundrum there on whether or not cattle prices are high enough yet to send the signal to retain and expand. I still contend we have several cow-calf producers in particular that are cash-strapped in the current economic environment, and they, in some sense, don't care what profitability looks like in 18 months if they can't pay the bill tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think part of that's going on that's holding back some expansion. And the other part is, you know, there are some that really like the price of current four-weight steers, and they're basically taking bird in hand instead of betting on future profits. I tend to think these things will work themselves out, and I try not to make value statements about what the quote-unquote appropriate size of the industry is. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you'll read that in the press, and I like to avoid that. But we do have a dilemma at our hands about some producers that can make a dollar today. Do they take that dollar, or do they pass on that opportunity betting on the future? And that's really what you're doing when you retain back heifers.
One of the big questions out there right now, when and how are we going to rebuild this mama cow herd here in the United States? Glenn Tonser joining us today from K-State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
You're invited to the Oklahoma Soybean Expo, January 19th at the Wes Watkins International Center at Oklahoma State University. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, and you don't want to miss some excellent speakers, including Dan Smith of Top Third Marketing. Don't miss the Oklahoma Soybean Expo coming up January 19th at Oklahoma State University. For more information, call 918-343-2326. That's 918-343-2326.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.